South Korean Foreign Minister Ban emerged Monday as the almost certain choice to become the 8th UN Secretary General. In an informal straw poll of the Security Council, Ban was the only one of 6 candidates who did not receive a disqualifying vote from one of the 5 permanent veto-wielding members. As he emerged from the secret balloting session, America's UN Ambassador John Bolton said the United States is pleased with the choice.
To the United States government, he's well-known, highly respected. I know him personally. I have since he served in the South Korean mission in embassy in Washington in the early 1990s when we collaborated on the successful motion to have both North and South Korea join the United Nations. He's had extensive experience in bilateral and multilateral diplomacy. He's a foreign minister of a treaty ally of the United States, so we know him and respect him.
The 62-year-old South Korean foreign minister is known as a low-key but effective diplomat. China's UN ambassador, Wang Guangya, said Ban is the most qualified of the candidates available.
I think that he is an experienced one. He's low-key but very firm, and he's decisive. But I think sometimes the Asians show their quality in a different way. So I do hope that he will be a good candidate for the job of the Secretary General.
Indian author and UN Undersecretary General for Public Information Shashi Tharoor finished second in all 4 informal straw polls. After the results became public Monday, he conceded defeat.
I've just written to Foreign Minister Ban Ki-moon to express my warmest congratulations on the outcome of today's poll in the Security Council. It is clear that he will be our next Secretary General. It's a great honor and a great responsibility to be Secretary General. And I wish Mr. Ban every success in that task.
A formal vote of the Council will be held October 9th. The nomination must then be approved by the 192-member General Assembly. The new Secretary General takes office January 1st when Kofi Annan steps down after 10 years in the UN's top job. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.